According to the World Health Organization, attention should be given to the medical problems that can be created by work-related stress. Now, the World Health Organization announced recently that the definition of burnout will be updated in the latest version of the International Classification of Diseases, the ICD-11. This definition will be official from January 2022. Now, while burnout is not yet officially a medical condition according to the WHO, it is classified as an occupational phenomenon, which is quite a wishy-washy phrase, actually. What in the world is an occupational phenomenon? Now, to look at the dangers and the importance of this classification by the World Health Organization, you are joined by Professor Bernard van Rensburg. Now, Professor Jansa van Rensburg is an associate professor at Wits University at the Department of Psychiatry. So, Professor Bernard Jansa van Rensburg, thank you for joining us on the show.
Good morning, and to the listeners, thank you.
Thank you. Now, it's, you know, we talk about burnout, we talk about mental illnesses, we talk about things that are not necessarily tangible for those on the outside, and therefore people don't take it as seriously, unless you're the one experiencing it.
Yes. No, that's very true. And as you've said in the introduction, this is a specific example of a condition that has been emerging to be having a significant health implication. Correctly said, not listed and not proposed to be listed as a medical condition, but as a so-called occupational syndrome, but which could have significant medical implications.
Now, what is burnout exactly? Let's talk about the process leading up to burnout and how it actually manifests itself.
The two most common and most popular definitions seems to overlap, really. And main authors writing about this have actually developed some inventories of symptoms that can be looked for. There are three main components, seemingly. The first seems to be related to emotional exhaustion and energy depletion, so-called. Yeah. Which represents the central quality of the burnout and refers to feelings of being depleted of emotional resources. A second component is so-called depersonalization, or an increased distance from one's job, which is a component experience identified to be an indifference towards your work and work in attempt to manage the demands. And in a medical environment, a healthcare environment, then also indifference to patients in a professional sense. And then lastly, which if it's also to be considered in a healthcare environment, if there's a so-called decreased professional accomplishment, that does impact on professionalism and then the ability to carry out one's work duties, not only in the medical field.
But it is a mental illness. It could drive one to, for example, suicide because of a feeling of helplessness. You know, it should be taken seriously. Can you currently take leave if you have been diagnosed with burnout?
Still, again, to be cautioned, not exactly a diagnosis yet.
Sure, obviously.
But literature has been shown more and more recently that there seems to be a significant increase in risk developing conditions like depression and anxiety and others, increasing some risk to medical conditions as well, cardiovascular conditions. So it is often then the related and the comorbid surrounding type of conditions that may actually appear on a medical certificate.
One wonders why businesses sometimes drive their staff to that point, because all it's going to lead to is a lack of productivity. But anyway, Professor Bernard Jansen van Rensburg, thank you for your time, Associate Professor, Wits University's Department of Psychiatry.